Everybody say praise the Lord. You stand up right where you are. Y'all just gonna have to sing the best you can this morning. The projector's out. Lord have mercy. So there's no reason to go any dimmer. Amen. Just to have them in the dark. Amen.
I will praise you.
my strength. Is a good word with all of my heart. I will praise you with all of my strength. I will seek you with all of my days. I will follow. Lord, because he's worthy of my praise. That's why I lift my voice, because God is worthy of my praise. Ain't no rock gonna cry out in my place. No, no, of my
praise.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. Somebody say hallelujah. He's worthy of our praise. If he's been good, every knee shall bow. Jesus Christ is Lord forever. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord forever. Let's sing, every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord forever. Let's sing, every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord. Let's sing that out. Every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the King of Kings and Prince of Peace. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Lord. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the King of Kings. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord. He's the Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the great I am. He's the great I am. Jesus Christ is Lord. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. I will praise him. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart and all of my strength. I will praise the Lord. I will praise him. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. With my whole heart and all of my strength, I will praise the Lord. I will praise him. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. With my whole heart and all of my strength, I will praise the Lord. Help me lift him up. Help me lift him up. Heaven, help me lift him up. With your whole heart, with your whole heart and all of your strength, help me lift him up. Help me lift him up. Help me lift. Help me lift him up. Help me lift him up. With your whole heart and all of your strength, help me lift. Every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue. Every tongue. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is. There'll be a day when every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord forever. I will praise him. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. With my whole heart and all of my strength, I can't stop. I can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop. Praising his name, I just can't stop. Praising his name, Jesus can't stop. I can't stop. Praising his name, I just can't stop. Praising his name, I just can't stop. Praising his name. One more time, I can't stop praising his name. I can't stop. Praising his name, I just can't stop. Praising his name, I just can't stop. Praising his name. Jesus. Why don't you find yourself a prayer partner this morning? Find yourself a prayer partner. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Well, Brother Jesse, we're ready for you. Be seated.
Short lease this morning. God is faithful to bless us and to be there for us all the time, and we need to realize that we need to have that same faithfulness towards God, that no matter what, we're going to bless Him. And you can make up in your mind that you're going to worship God whether you feel like it or not.
And whenever we choose not to, somebody say amen, it's a choice. The enemy never has the ability to get on us and cause us not to do the right thing. Whenever we allow circumstances or situations, amen, to get to the point to where we'll agree with the enemy not to worship the great I am, that's a problem. And there's nothing that anybody can do about that but you. When we choose, somebody say choose.
Choose.
Amen? Not to. If you notice every song this morning, every knee, I'm going to tell you what, God will be worshiped and God will be praised.
Amen.
And that's what church is all about. The Bible says, listen, every, somebody say every.
Every.
Knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But I'd rather get that revelation and do it because my heart is willing. Amen. Other than, hey, that's all I'm here to do, period, point blank. Somebody say amen. So get this on the inside of you. Whenever we choose, amen, the last thing, the devil was the worship leader in heaven, and the last thing the enemy affected was worship. Never side with the devil ever again when it comes concerning worship. That is high pride. That is the greatest defiance. That's almost blaspheming of the Holy Ghost. Because you go into the presence of God with things that tell Him, you're not worthy of my song. You're not worthy of my praise. Amen. What I'm going through right now is much greater than giving you what you deserve. Some places that's excusable, but I love the Lord. I know the Word. Amen. God is holy. God is just. Amen. And that's a wrong, ugly thing. Never do that again. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We're going to receive this morning's offering. Hallelujah. Amen. If you have an offering this morning, if you need an offering envelope, you can do it if you want to, but you'll be in, you know, amen. Somebody say, don't ever do that again. That's high defiance. That's an ugly thing before God. And I'm going to be bold enough to tell you that. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. If you need an offering envelope, Jesse, do you have any offering envelopes? Who's got it? Rex has got the offering. Rex has got your offering envelope if you need one. If you're not, just hold that offering way up high. Offering is another thing. Somebody say offering.
Offering.
That also involves what?
Choice.
Amen. You can choose to. Amen. And you can choose not to. And you can tell by your choices where your heart is. Amen. And so that's the ultimate battle between, go, I'm going to have to go there. Amen. Go into my office. It's on the desk. Choices. Amen. And or decisions. Amen. Or choose ye this day. Amen. This is the Holy Ghost. Amen. Ultimately, that's the true sign of true spirituality by how we choose in the decisions that we make. How much we allow outward circumstances and situations to affect our actions. Amen? You know what? Because if the devil can control you, he's going to control you by outward circumstances as long as he can get you to do whatever he wants you to do. And how do you know who's Lord? Who has the ability to make you do stuff? If Jesus is your Lord, if he has the ability to speak to your heart and you obey.
Amen.
Amen. Whoever you has influence over you or controls the way you feel, the way you act, and what you do, at that point, it's your Lord. And there are a lot of people out there that finances are your Lord. You know, you get out there, you know, when you don't got enough money, you know, you're unhappy, you choose to make decisions on what you give based on what you have or your fears. We as believers need to be free from outward circumstances in every area and always choose to do the God thing because we believe that's the right thing. Because Jesus Christ, somebody say amen.
Amen.
He is Lord. And we have to trust his ruling over our life and his government over our life. Because you know what? His ways are way beyond our ways. And every once in a while, our flesh will get in there and want to compromise and want to make all kind of decisions. And you know what? We get these things, because I feel this way, it's got to be right. No, God's word is always right.
Amen.
His word is always right. What the word of God says is always out there to do you good.
Amen.
And every once in a time, you need to, every once in a while, not every once in a while, every single time you need to bite the bullet and do the right God thing.
Amen.
Or you'll never be delivered. You'll never be set free. The devil will always be dictating in your life. The devil will always be taking over circumstances and situations. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Until you choose, no matter what, I know this to be right and I'm going to do it. Even Jesus himself struggled with the will of God over his life and decisions. Did you know that? When he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed. You know, he said, Lord, nevertheless, not what I will, not what I want. You know, I want to do something else. I'm not really too happy about this cross right now. I'm not too happy about dying right now. But if you want to change it, God, will you change it? God said, no, I don't want to change that thing. You got to die. He said, nevertheless, not even if it takes me to die, I'm going to be obedient. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
To your will. And if we're going to grow up in Christ and grow up in things, amen, this is not something that we're going to learn 5 to 10 years down the road, amen.
Amen.
You got to realize, somebody say, nevertheless.
Nevertheless.
Say it again, nevertheless.
Nevertheless.
No matter what. No matter what, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstances is, not, somebody say, not.
Not.
What I will.
Because
I tell you what, the mind of man is contrary to the heart of God. Mm. Thank God for that. You know, the flesh can only give you what the flesh has to offer. And guess what that is?
Death.
And God can only give you what he has to offer. And that's life more abundantly. Amen?
Amen.
So every once in a while, everybody say, buckle up.
Buckle up.
And do the God thing.
The God thing.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I tell you what, even in this, I got Probably about two messages. You know, I was going to teach you on faith, but I think it's more important right now that we teach on this issue. Amen?
Amen.
Even though we've had it before, we can have it again. We are called to make a choice. Everybody write down choice.
Choice.
That's what life is all about. That's what serving God is all about. That's what living is all about. It's all about choices. And that's what free will is all about. And right here in the Bible it says, listen, we've got to make a decision. And many people aren't able to make the right decision because of what they got before their eyes. Anybody remember it in Genesis? You know, when Eve chose what the devil gave her, he put that fruit right in front of her eyes. And she was looking at that fruit. Boy, she was looking at that thing. And the more she looked at it, the better it got. The more she looked at it, the more it made her want to get into it and yield to it. Well, many times we get into situations and we get into things, and the more we look at that negative thing, guess what's going to happen? The more that thing's going to influence our ability to make a good decision. Because you usually choose in reference to, or you usually choose what you look at. And then that's why God tells us to constantly look at Jesus, so that we'll always choose the right thing and not be influenced by the things around about us. Some say,
you choose.
What you look at. Many people wonder why their choices are all screwed, because there's not many options out there. It's like the price is right. You know, you're never going to choose anything unless they open up that door. It's easier to choose when you can see what you're looking for. And people wonder why they never choose God or never choose the right thing or right, make the right decision, because they never look to Jesus to give them the options. So if you find yourself in conflict, not choosing the God thing under any circumstance, and you know what? Your decisions that you make really can affect the heart of God. Do you know that? God's heart was grieved because the children of Israel did not choose to follow Jesus Christ. Said, how I long to want this, but you didn't choose me. In the beginning, God said, listen, you didn't choose me, I chose you. Oh, I just sensed that deep within my spirit this morning. God is at the door knocking, and the Bible says, if any man hears him knocking at the door, don't harden your heart. Don't harden your heart. You know, there's situations going on real quick and we're sitting in there all by ourselves and we choose to knock the door. If the Spirit comes and knocks on the door of your heart, don't harden your heart. Open up and let God in. But many times we don't want to let God into our situations. Why? Because we're afraid he'll start to influence our ability to choose the good thing or the God thing. This is why Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt. Why? Because they were running ahead and she was trying to run, and at the same time she was trying to run, she was trying to look behind her. Remember what we said? You will usually choose what you look at. Many people wonder why they can never go forward because they're constantly looking back. They're wondering why they can never get out of a negative situation, because all they think about, all they focus on is that negative situation. Some of us will never get out of debt because all we do is look at our bills. Amen? You will usually choose and submit to and come under that thing that you focus on. Somebody say glory to God. This is why we've got to put our eyes on Jesus, so that we would be able to make a decision. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
And a lot of times we're afraid to look at Jesus' solution because it doesn't look that big. Everybody say mustard seeds.
Mustard.
The world wants to hand us big trees, but Jesus always hands us seeds. And we don't like seeds. We want fields and stuff already blooming and fruit and all this other stuff. You know what I've never seen? You know, he says he gives us wine and different stuff like that, but he never talks about giving people fruit too often. Did you know that?
Amen.
But he usually gives them seed. He'll give you seeds for you to plant deep within your heart so you can grow your own fruit. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
That's why it's talking about right here. When we choose Christ, It is by faith. What do you mean when we choose Jesus? I'm not just talking about in the case of salvation. There's always a way. Somebody say there's always a higher way. We're dealt with situations where we want to handle it one way and handle it the other way. We've all struggled with that stuff. We want to do certain things, but Jesus would do it this way, but I want to do it this way. And it hurts. And we never want to choose Christ. You know what? You're not going to be able to choose Christ until you develop your faith that His way is the best way and you ultimately end up winning. Amen. When we choose God's way in all circumstances, it's always by faith. Notice that scripture we were talking about before, the stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. That stone which the builders rejected at one time, we told you it was you, but you also look at it this way. The stone which most people refuse to build with is choosing God in all circumstances in every situation. That stone which we reject most of the time is meant to be the head of the corner. Amen? The cornerstone of your life. You can build on it. How many times have you seen your buildings get knocked down? I don't know about you, but I can build stuff all the time. As quick as I come, build it up, it comes tumbling down. You can look at different lives, and I've tried many things, done all kind of crazy stuff, you know, and nearly get there, and then all of a sudden it comes peddling down. Why does it come peddling down? Amen? Because our life is meant to be built on choosing God or the will of God in every situation. Only build on the will of God. Never compromise it. Amen? Somebody say hallelujah. Many times we are called to look at stuff like in John chapter 19, verse 5, they brought Jesus forth. And they were having to choose Barabbas. Somebody say Barabbas. And they were having to choose Jesus Christ. Remember they had the two ones. He brought two people. And do you know that word Barabbas is really another name for Joshua or Yeshua? Did you know they had the same name? You could study that. There were actually two people with the same name up there. There was Jesus, Joshua or Yeshua, right? And there was also Barabbas. And they called Barabbas, you know, his name was also, said, choose which one you want. One of them's going to do it in the flesh, and you see what he can do. And the other one, you don't know what he has the ability to do. He just says it. And they chose the one that had the ability to take care of business. Barabbas was up there for murder, amen? Because Barabbas saw some things, he didn't like it, amen? And he took it into his own hands and said, hey, I'm going to do it my way. And people said, no, I believe in that. That's the way you got to get it done. But Jesus said, listen, you turn the other cheek, you do all this other stuff, you follow my rules, you follow my, say, look, I ain't in for all that. I'm going to choose the other one. And every day, they bring that, you know, that kind of thing happens to us where we have those kind of choices and decisions that we have to make. Options. The way of Christ or the way of the flesh. And many times we choose the way of the flesh, and every time we do that, we crucify Christ over and over and over and over and over again. Somebody say hallelujah. The reason why it was so easy for them to choose Barabbas, because at the time when he put Barabbas and Jesus Christ up there before his face, at that time Jesus didn't look like some King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He didn't look like the one that was going to be their deliverer and their Savior. He had a crown of thorns on his head at that time. Whelps all over his body. They said he was beaten to non-recognition. He looked pretty rough. He looked kind of whipped up. And people say, listen, if I choose this one, I'll be whooped up just like him. So they weren't able to choose him. That way is tried and true. Jesus came humbly, even though he was highly exalted. I'm going to say amen. Amen. And that's always the road that we want to take as well. Now listen, that mustard seed, Jesus looked like the mustard seed. Barabbas looked like he had all his stuff together, so they chose him. But Jesus, you had to plant him in your heart to really see him produce. The good thing that I like about that mustard seed in Mark chapter 4, verse 32, it says, when it is what? Sown. The mustard seed does nothing for us until it is what? Sown. You've got to sow this mustard seed. It's not enough to have the mustard seed in your hand. But a lot of people get this mustard seed, which is called the faith or the lifestyle that Christ wants us to live, but we never choose to sow it. And many of our trees are never growing, amen, because we got these seeds in our hands. What's this little seed for? Somebody say this little teeny thing. It ain't going to do nothing. Try putting it in the ground.
Amen.
And the ground always represents, the Bible says, from dust we came, from dust we'll return. That means soil or dirt. Try planting that mustard seed in your flesh, that lifestyle in your flesh, and see what will happen. It says, when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh what? Greater. Then all the herbs and all, and soothe out great branches so that the fowls of the air can come under the shadow of it. Somebody say hallelujah. So you have got to trust. Somebody say trust. Sowing the lifestyle of Christ. And it's always a choice. You're never forced to do it. Amen. It's always a choice or a decision in every case. If you want to produce Christ's fruit, you've got to sow the seeds that he's sown in your heart. And those seeds will never do any good until you start to sow them with actions. How many believes every once in a while we hear something good in church, right? Or we'll turn on the radio, every once in a while we'll catch something good. Well, when you catch something good, you catch, follow inspiration. You know, I was thinking about you, Brenda, this morning, you know, and then we're talking about inspiration. I said, I hope she's getting that thing about just, if she can just pick up this inspiration thing. Well, when you've learned something, the thing that you've learned is just a seed. Love people. That's a seed. Expect good things to happen. That's a seed. Those are all seeds on the inside of your heart. But if you want those things to start to produce something in your life, you've got to start to sow those seeds. That means you've got to start to put out those things that you heard, put your faith out there with it. Faith without works is dead. Everybody say choose or reject. Receive or reject. That's what it's all about. Revelations chapter 3, verse 15 through 16. God must love you people a lot because you get a hard road sometime. Amen. So I said, man, this man is really crazy. Didn't even finish the worship service. Just went out there, bam, 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 bam. But the Bible says those that the Lord loves, he does what? He corrects us because he wants to bless us. And he wants to make stuff good for us. Amen.
Amen.
You want to find some, you go to a place where you can do anything any kind of way and get away with it. Guess what? That's a place that really doesn't love you. Anybody seen kids? You can tell good parents and parents that really love their kids. Some of them kids are jumping off the walls, I mean, tearing up the place and going crazy, and the parents never do anything about it. And you can tell that kid's going to end up in jail somewhere doing something stupid, right? And people think, well, the parents said, I don't correct you because I love them. No, you don't love them. If you really loved them, you'd do something about it. Amen?
Amen.
It's the same thing with the Lord. If God loves you, he's going to give you the Holy Ghost. And when he sees you going down the wrong path or doing certain things, what is he going to do? He's going to do something about it. You're not going to be like a parent sitting on the porch and the kid's running out in the street and the car rolling by and say, you're going to learn sooner or later. I ain't going to tell you what's going to happen, but you're going to learn. Keep on playing with that fire. See, there you go. You got it. See, now look at that. You lost your leg. That's not God. Amen. He's going to tell us. Somebody say, he's going to tell us.
He's going to tell us.
Before we get out there.
Before we get out there.
That's the loving God. You know the devil's not like that?
That's
right. Devil say, hit that pipe. You'll be feeling real good. He's not going to tell you that you'd be on the corner, you know, 2 or 3 years later.
Amen.
Amen. He never tells you, the devil doesn't give any warning. Amen. He doesn't give any warning whatsoever. You know, we had to force them to put that thing on the bottom of those cigarettes, didn't we? Devil didn't want to do it. He did not want to tell people, you smoke this, this could be hazardous to your health. He was not willing to tell us. Because God loves us, he is. Somebody say amen. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 through 16, I hope it says this, if my notes are correct. There was a time I didn't do my notes differently, you know, and every time I'd put in a verse scripture here, my text and my thing was different. And it was crazy. It says, I wish you were either one way, somebody say one way,
or the other.
So because you are lukewarm, oh boy, somebody help me, Lord. Neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out. God is not into indecisiveness, and I believe this lukewarmness can be a case of decisions. How do we become lukewarm? People that are lukewarm don't make decisions based on the word, which is always the same. They base their decisions based on what's going on around them. I'll do the right thing if everything's going right. Amen. I'll do the right thing as long as I can afford it. Amen. I'll do the right thing as long as I can understand it. Amen. He that wavereth, you know, those that waver in their decisions and all that cases, they're like the, you know, the ship. You know, tossed to and fro. They don't know what's going on. So you got to base yourself in the word. And when, listen, when you don't choose him, you reject him. And that's lukewarmness. So I'm going to say, be hot about obeying God. There is no middle road. There's no, you know, gray. As soon as you know the truth, do it. And you survive and you win. Amen. Don't be luke about your Christian commitment. Amen. On your ability to believe God. Amen. Be sold out and committed about it. Amen. I tell you what, it's helped my life out. I'm testifying to you. Some of these things, I'm just not spitting stuff out to you that I haven't learned to apply to myself. And I've applied some of these things to myself. And it's made life so much better. The devil stops you if he can get you to the place where you just got to think about it. Ever seen people, Christians, walk around like this all the time? And I would walk around like this in my faith, in with my life. Duh, which way do we go? What do we do? Which way do we go? Which way, you know, and God doesn't want that for us. Yeah. Now we got this in front of us. Now what do we do? I guess we got to go over here. I know what God wants to do in my life. And I've already made up my mind, and there's no circumstance. No situation. Amen. Amen. No thought. Nothing else other than the word of the Lord. Amen. And I'm not talking about some Looney Tune that just rolled in off the parking lot. Amen.
Amen.
It's going to deter me from what I know God's called me to do and who I know God's called me to be. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to be lukewarm in my commitment or in my obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ, and nor should you be. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now listen, Deuteronomy chapter 11. Deuteronomy, no, go to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11. Is this helping anybody today?
Amen.
God wants to use you. Bible says, redeeming the time, because the days are evil.
Amen.
We can't allow the devil to steal any of our days or any more of our time.
Yes.
These are the last and evil days, and we've got to make the most of every opportunity. Look at somebody and say, I don't got time for all that.
I don't have time for all that.
And neither do you. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee. Somebody say, hallelujah. That means what God wants you to do, you try to act like it. It's not hidden from you. People try to play dumb. You know, I believe everybody in this room, I'm going to tell you straight up, from the smallest child, from the smallest child to the oldest adult, what the will of God for you is, most of you know enough to be obedient. He might not show you the whole picture, but he'll tell you the next step.
Amen.
And you take that step. We were watching the movie before. Anybody heard of the AA thing? It was just awesome. It was about a teenage girl that had a drinking problem. And she had stopped drinking for about 3 to 4 months. And one of her friends, her little sister, came up to her and found that she was not drinking for 3 or 4 months. She walked up to her sister. She said, did you stop drinking? You know, and instead of the girl saying, yeah, I stopped drinking, which would have been a good confession, she said, you know what, we're not even called to speak that or say that kind of thing. I know today I'm not.
Amen.
Somebody say, one
day
at a time. That's how we win. And if we can win one day at a time, we can win one decision at a time. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
You make one big decision, and that's what I choose to make, the right decision every time. That's the one big decision you make. Amen.
Amen.
Then after that, every time you get a decision that comes your way, amen, make that decision. And once you make it, don't back off of it. Amen. Somebody say live.
Live.
One decision.
At a time.
And say, I will always
choose
God. For this commandment which I command you to say, it is not hid from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us and bring it into us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word, somebody say the word, is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart, that you might do it. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
How many have been filled with the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
If you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, if you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, and you feel challenged in your life and frustrated in situations, stop and start to pray.
Amen.
Start to pray in the Holy Ghost, and guess what will happen? That word that God wants for you that's going to bring your healing, it'll be in your mouth and it'll be in your heart. Amen. And as soon as you get that stuff, as soon as you just start to pray and confess Jesus Christ, what will happen? You'll start to do it.
Amen.
But so often when we get challenged and we get frustrated, and we get, amen, we start to prophesy and we start to meditate and we start to speak the wrong thing. Somebody say, get it in your mouth. Then you'll get it in your heart. And you'll do the right thing. How many ever felt overwhelmed before? Name some of the situations where you just felt overwhelmed. And you felt like you couldn't take it anymore. Amen. I tell you what, in those cases, when you feel like you want to explode, you just can't take it another step, this is the right thing to do. Get the Word of God in your mouth. Just get it in your mouth for about 5 minutes. Amen. I like those songs, like we said, speaking to yourselves in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs, you know? Making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Amen. I'm going over. I'm going to win. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
God cares about me. I'm going to make it. This thing, I'm going to run the race with patience and endurance. Amen. If you don't have a good word, start quoting CD titles.
Amen.
Amen. Do the best you can do until you make it. Amen.
Yes.
And you know what will start to happen to you? You'll start to do what you speak.
Amen.
You'll start to do that thing which you speak. Somebody say amen. If you're not doing anything, you're not saying anything. If you're doing the wrong thing, guess what? You're saying the wrong thing. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at somebody and say, say the right thing.
The right thing.
But the word is nigh thee, but the word is very nigh. That means God. God in the word. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Tonight we're going to be talking about faith and only speaking the word. Thank you, Jesus. Allow me to tie this in so we can get back to where we originally wanted to go. But tonight we're going to be talking about the kind of faith that all we have to do is speak the word. Amen. Everybody say, the word
is nigh
thee. It's already in your mouth. And I tell you what, God and the word, it says in the beginning was the word and the word was with God. Amen. And the word was God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
How many want God to show up on the scene?
Praise
How many want God to show up on the scene? He'll show up in your heart with that unction that will never leave you. God said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I'll be with you even until the end of time. And so many times we get upset and we get frustrated because we can't see God's power and we can't see his ability. We feel like he's not doing anything. God says, I'm on the inside. Somebody say, stir up the gift.
Stir up the gift.
What is the gift? God within us. So if you just stir up your spirit on the inside of you, amen. And start to get confessing. Start to open your mouth. Somebody say, the word. And you start speaking God's desires for you. Amen. Start speaking God's desires over every circumstance. What will happen? As soon as you get that word out there, God shows up.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know what? Many times we dispatch so many evil spirits by speaking the wrong things. But I tell you what, angels hearken unto the word of God. There are heavenly hosts out there just sitting there with nothing to do because we won't open our mouth and start to speak the word of God. How many want to see supernatural beings go out there on your behalf and fix some stuff and do some
Amen.
Things? Stir up the gift on the inside of you and get the word of God in your heart, speak it in your mouth, and watch God show up for you. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God that we may hear, that we may be able to do it. Somebody say glory to God. I tell you what, I'm just about ready. Hallelujah. I'm going to close with this verse right here. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. See, I have set before you, I believe this is the Holy Ghost speaking to you right now. Amen. There's not one person that can say this is not happening in my life this morning. See, I have set before thee this day life and good. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Death and evil. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
See, you're not able to choose until, if you want to make good decisions, write down. One, love the Lord. Because you love the Lord, that makes you make a choice, right?
Amen.
Many times we're called, some people have to make job decisions, but they got a girlfriend or husband or wife, and they don't know whether they want to leave to go off someplace else. Well, what you love will influence your decisions. Today, there's a bunch of stuff out there that you can get into. There's a direction you can get into, and you'll get into the wrong one unless you realize, hey, wait a minute, I love God. I would do this, but point blank, hey, I love God. That influences everything. Amen? Love the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and keep his what? His commandments and his statutes and his judgment, that thou mayest live and multiply. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's a good choice, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a good choice, isn't it? And the Lord thy God shall do what? He'll bless you. How many of you want to be blessed?
Amen.
If you want to be blessed, just love the Lord your God, walk in his ways and keep his statutes even when you don't understand it. Go God's way and I promise you, God will bless you.
Amen.
He will bless thee in the land that thou goest to possess it. But it says, if your what turns away? If your heart turns away. Everybody say if.
Yeah,
yeah. It says, if your heart turns away so that thou will not hear. That's why it was so, worship was so, and I had to really jump on that thing, because worship reflects the heart. Worship is meant to soften the heart so we can hear God.
Amen.
But if your heart turns away, worship should break your heart. Amen. Remember that song that we sing? All of me, you know, all of you and none of me. Lord, break my heart so living waters can flow. But if your heart turns away, I will worship you with all of my heart, all of my soul and all of my mind. And that, as we were singing these songs this morning, never before have I heard it before. We were singing these songs and I kept hearing over and over again, with all of my heart. I will worship you. No, I will worship you. With all of my heart. Prophetic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
But if thy heart turn away so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, attitudes, spirits. God is a spirit, and they that worship him will worship him in spirit and truth. Every once in a time, we'll develop. If you're not too careful, you'll get a spirit of heaviness. You'll get a spirit of depression, spirit of anger, spirits of fear. All these strong impressions and all these things. Well, those are spirits. And many times when they say gods and different things, it's talking about spirits. But if you turn and worship other spirits and other things, somebody say hallelujah. Instead of serving and worshiping God, never allow a demonic spirit to influence you.
Amen.
Amen. And serve and worship other gods and serve them. I will denounce unto you this day. You will surely do what?
Perish.
What will you do? What does that say? You will surely perish. The wages of sin, and sin is going down the wrong path, choosing the wrong path. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So that thou wilt not hear, but be drawn away and serve other gods, I will denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish. There is nothing God can do for you if you don't choose him. There is nothing God can do for you if you don't choose his way of doing things. If you don't choose the cross and you don't choose Jesus, you'll definitely go to hell. If you don't choose the things that the Holy Ghost tells you to do to get out of your stuff, You'll never get out of it. And we don't realize that many times negative choices destroy us. You will surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land that thou wouldest, that thou should go over and possess it. I get so tired of seeing people just get there. Just get there to that promised land, righteousness, peace, and joy. God just starts doing something great for them. Amen. All of a sudden their heart starts to turn just a little bit. And you know what? Just as fast as God puts you someplace, if God puts you someplace, you're only going to stay there by God. Amen. You will drive yourself out. Somebody say amen. You know, if God gets you to a blessed place, he got you to a blessed place because you look like Jesus. You tried to act like Jesus. If God blessed you, he blessed you because he saw Christ in you. Amen. Amen. You won't be able to stay in the land. You won't be able to stay in the kingdom. You won't be able to stay in the land if you don't choose to allow your heart to be influenced by the Holy Spirit. This is great teaching this morning.
Amen.
I have called heaven and earth. Somebody say, praise God. Mm-hmm. To record, I have called heaven and earth to record this day against you. Now, I tell you what, when God comes against you, that's a trip, isn't it? That means all the heavens, all the angels in the heavenly realm, in the spiritual realm, all the devils in the spiritual realm, and all the saints that are in the natural realm, say they're all in agreement. Everybody sees and everybody knows. Against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, therefore choose life. Even the devils know that your decisions determine what's going to come out.
Amen.
They say, I can't do anything to Brother Rod unless he chooses this to happen. They know. They went to court and said, I'm going to call a wreck. I'm going to let it be known right now. Whatever, can I use somebody? Whatever Rex chooses is going to be. Whatever Don chooses to do, that's what's going to be. Somebody say, everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
It says, therefore. Somebody say, therefore.
Therefore.
This is so silly. God tells you what to choose.
Amen.
Isn't he smart? Doesn't he have all wisdom? Doesn't he have all knowledge? He didn't say, therefore, make a decision. He said, therefore, choose life.
Amen.
That both thou and thy seed may live. How many of you want to live?
Amen.
That thou mayest love the Lord thy God and obey his voice. And that thou mayest cleave unto him. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
For he is thy life.
Amen.
And the length of thy days, that you might be able to dwell in the land which God swore and promised to give you. Somebody say hallelujah. Be influenced by God. Trust God and choose God in every circumstance, in every situation. Somebody say, I will
be influenced
by God. Why don't you stand up right where you are? We're going to receive. Somebody say hallelujah. Choose life by choosing God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is really good right here. It says, greater love hath no man that he will lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends. How many want to be a friend of God?
Amen.
If you do whatever I what? Command you to do. Didn't say ask you to do.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, as God commanded in the book of Deuteronomy, you're commanded by God to do the right thing. You're commanded by God to choose life. It's God's heart that you win, that you prosper, and that you reign.
Amen.
You're commanded by God to succeed. You will only succeed by choosing his spirit. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, I speak deep calleth unto deep this morning. Amen. And I speak to your spirit and I say, you have more than enough to make it. You've got more than enough word, more than enough faith, and more than enough obedience. Stir up that gift on the inside of you and reign. Amen. Don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, I will.
Overcome.
Evil.
With the goodness.
Of God.
Then
just pray in the Holy Ghost for 3 seconds, for 1 minute. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray unto these precious sheep that you feed with your word. Water them and protect them in the name of Jesus. Wash their minds in your precious blood. Bring peace to raging storms. Don't allow any, Father God, to fall away. Father, we pray for David this morning. Help in Jesus' name. Send intercession there. We just speak to those lungs. And we say, man, breathe in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Breathe in Jesus' name. God, we need your help in that situation. Satan, you are a liar in the name of Jesus. You came that David might have life and life more abundantly. Father God, we speak to Tommy and Kelly right now, wherever they may be this morning. You are the God helping that situation.
Yes, you are.
Father God, for people that made dumb decisions, Father God, to do dumb things, deliver them. We pray for Verna this morning, Father God, and do something. Help God in Jesus' name. We want to be who you want us to be. Lord, we thank you for bringing Bear back this morning. God bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, that your love and devotion and your compassion be manifested toward him, that you'd make a difference. And we stand in faith as one corporate body, that his mind will be totally restored. Hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that he'd be full of the Holy Ghost, and that he would receive that supernatural miracle in Jesus' name. We stand in faith together and we reign. Father God, we also pray over this capital campaign that we stretch out and go into this week. Father God, we go because we believe you've called us. We pray supernatural grace over everyone that goes out to do what you want them to do in Jesus' name. Supernatural favor in the name of Jesus. We have to pray as a body. Amen. Anybody that's working on that campaign, wiggle your fingers and get some people of faith to get around them right now and start to pray over them. Please get around them, you saints. Hallelujah. Gloria, Belle, Dawn, just Rex. There's Rex back there. Amen. Sister Belle, come around some of them and help us pray over them. Mama, come on. Hallelujah. Benita, pray for them right now. We need their faith. Anybody can pray. Just stretch your hands on them and pray. Amen. Brother Jesse's not a salesperson, but he's going to be doing some other things. Just pray over them right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just pray over them. Hallelujah. We need God's help. We don't understand it. We need God's supernatural help. Hallelujah. We need the help of God in that situation. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Belle, after you finish praying for that one, would you pray for Sister Dawn in that situation that she started out in some things too, and we want her favor and grace in that too. Hallelujah. We thank God for bringing Justin back this morning, that we didn't scare him out the door. Hallelujah, that he's surviving and making it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for your grace, for your mercy, and for your power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. You kids did great this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Also pray over these air conditioners. Hallelujah. We believe God for the resources to come in to get them all working just right so we're not burning up in here this summer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They're going to go over there and pray with her together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Kathy, go on there and pray with her too. You have an understanding, Crystal. You do. Only y'all know what's going on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you what, we don't have much time to miss it. Whatever we do, we have to wash it in prayer and make sure it's the right thing. And it'll make a difference. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Kathy's got some stuff here that she'd probably be sharing. You want to come on and bring it before we receive this offering? Nobody forget to give this morning. Amen. Everybody, please give. Amen. It's good to give. Remember, your offering is, there's a tithe which you don't have to choose to do. You're told to do it. Amen. If you don't do it, you're stealing. Amen. But your offering is what you choose to do. Your offering is what you choose to do. And I ask you this morning to make a decision. Amen. Amen. You have a choice to sow or not to sow. And I pray you would choose to sow. It's a good thing. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go on, Sister Kathy.
Brother Dean's passing out some packets for all of you adults. It's a lot of the upcoming events. I just wanted to go over them real quick. The information is in there about the family picnic that is coming up Sunday the 19th. It's exciting. We're going to be having it over at North Shore Park, and we're actually doing something different this year. We are going to be having both Sunday services over there. We've got the stage. We'll be having our praise and worship, and it's just going to be a wonderful opportunity to bless the community as well. So I encourage you to get signed up. I'll be collecting between now and the time of the picnic, and I'm also going to be asking a few of you maybe to help out with some of the activities as well. We'll be signing up for some of the side dishes. So it's going to be a good time. Ladies, this coming Saturday is our monthly women's fellowship meeting. If you haven't gotten registered, you need to see Dawn, Crystal, myself, Rita. Any of us can get you signed up. It's going to be a great time. Bring a friend. You'll be blessed by it. The information is in your pamphlets on that. Also, the kids are going to SeaWorld in June. We're going to be leaving the night of Wednesday the 12th. We're going to be staying at a friend of mine's house down there in San Antonio. We're going to be camping out, having a great time, and then we're going to spend the whole day at SeaWorld the next day. Get to meet, go behind the scenes, actually. They're going to take us behind and show some of the animals, and they'll get to shake hands with some of the sea lions and all that, and we'll be back Sunday night. And also, Friday is Watering Word Seed. Oh, canceled this week? Well, you'll find there is instructions in the back of your packages, so if you ever want to come on Friday, it's at 11 o'clock at Sister Billy's house. And we'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock, praise God. Wednesday night, we'll be here, 8 o'clock. And Friday night, of course, Holy Ghost meeting at 8 o'clock.